Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. And welcome to episode 78 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I want to talk about vocabulary, because whatever you're doing, whether you're improving your reading, writing, speaking or listening skills, vocabulary does play an important part in this, because if you learn new words, it will help you when you're reading or listening to things, because that means that you won't have to look them up. And also, if you're speaking or writing, if you have a better vocabulary, it means that you can express yourself better. You have more words to choose from when it comes to expressing your own ideas. So vocabulary is important, and the more new and relevant words you can learn, the better. But sometimes people ask me about tips for when it comes to learning new words. And so I've got together 10 tips here, and I'm going to talk about them now. But also, this is part of my 10-day language challenge. So it's something that we started in January because the idea is new year, new beginnings, new challenge. But really, this challenge can be done at any time. So whenever you're listening to this, if you want to really have a look at how you learn and whether there's anything that you can do to improve the way that you learn, then this language challenge could give you some ideas. So, as I said, I'm going to talk about vocabulary today, but if you're interested in the whole challenge, then you can request the PDF of the entire challenge. So it's got all 10 days in there and all the 10 activities, because there's an activity each day. So you could do it on 10 different days. You could do it all together if you really wanted to, but there are 10 separate activities looking at your main goals, how you're going to achieve them, what could get in the way, reading, writing, speaking, listening, vocabulary, working with others, all kinds of things. So if you're interested in that, then go to the show notes page, which is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode78. And on there, you'll be able to request the PDF of all of the 10 days. So today we're looking at these tips for vocabulary. And the first thing is to really be choosy about which words make it onto your list, because sometimes people write down really obscure words, really strange words that they're never going to need again. And that isn't helpful, because you'll never need the words. The people around you won't even understand them if they're really specific words. But think about which words you really want to learn. If there are lots of new words in a text, then think about which ones are most useful. And only note those down, because otherwise you'll get overwhelmed. You'll have a really long list of lots of random words. I even know somebody who used to go through the dictionary to learn new words, which is a questionable thing to do, because that meant that they learn words that are never used anymore, or that are really out of date or very rare. And that's not the best idea, really, because that person probably won't ever need to use those words in conversation or writing. And so learning them is not the best use of their time. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is think about a system, because for the best results, you really need to have a system for how to learn new words. Because if you have lots of different bits of paper or random notes, then it will be hard for you to find them to start with. But if you haven't got a system, it's hard to look back at the new words or to test yourself. So different things work for different people, and I don't think there is a best system. It's whatever works for you and however you learn. Some people like physical flashcards, and they write on the cards and they take them around with them. I like using a spreadsheet. Other people I know like using apps, and there are a number of language learning apps on the market for different operating systems, and really it's just a case of downloading them. Usually they're free, or there is a free version, and just try them out, see which one works best for you. What do you like the look of? Quizlet is quite popular. I think that's an app and something that you can do on your computer as well. And there are loads of different language app. So have a look and decide on a system. Even if it is just a notebook, it doesn't have to be a high-tech solution, but it does have to be something that you're consistent with. So if you decide on the system, then put the new words in that place so you know where they are when you want to have a look at them again. Otherwise, you get really disorganized and it's hard to find the new words. Number three, this is similar to number one, but don't overdo it. So if you're looking at a new text, if you're trying to translate a text, then you probably will need to look up a lot of words to get the translation right. But if you just want to understand the text, try to choose a number of words and stick to it. I mean, it's difficult to give a number because it depends on the length of the text, but say, for example, 10. So of all the words that are new in this text, you're going to choose 10 or less to learn. Because if you write down every word that you don't know, you're going to be there all day and you're probably not going to enjoy the exercise or learn anything new. So choose 10. And then that really makes you think about which are the most important words in this list. Which ones would be useful for me in the future? So choose your 10, write them down, and then if you don't understand something, maybe you need to look up a few more, but only focus on 10 from that text when it comes to actually learning the new words and trying to use them. Number four is about revisiting them, because it's no good just writing them down once and hoping that magically and miraculously you'll remember them. You do have to look at them again and test yourself or try to use them, do something to bring these words back into your memory, because some people have a really good short-term memory, and I'm one of them. I used to have Turkish lessons, and sometimes there were vocabulary tests in the Turkish lessons, and the day before I could memorize the whole list like a photographic memory, and I could get 100% on the test, no problem. But the next week, the same test, I would fail that test because, and this happened to me a couple of times and it was kind of annoying, but it made me realize that I do have a really good short-term memory, but unless I actively work on remembering the words, I'll be able to pass the test, but it won't help me because the next week I'll have forgotten them all again. So even if you have a really good photographic memory for the short term, do revisit the words and make sure that you still know them a week or a month or a couple of months later. Because having good short-term and good long-term memory are not the same thing. And if you want the words to go into your long-term memory, then you need to use them and you need to look at them again. And on the same subject, trying to think about something, maybe it's an example that was particularly funny or an activity, some kind of connection to the words is also good because it makes you remember, like I remember some of the words for the ingredients that I cooked when I was cooking with a friend. Trying to think about that activity helped me to remember these specific words. Number five, be careful when you look for lists of words on the internet, because I was working with somebody who works in the financial field and she wanted to improve her vocabulary in terms of accountancy, that kind of thing. And we looked at some word lists on the internet that other people had put together, and they weren't very good, some of them. They were translations, and they were just things that people wouldn't say, and there were spelling mistakes. And I just said, don't use these resources, we'll find something else, because it was a good intention. Somebody put together a word list and made it publicly available for other people to use, but don't trust the quality of everything you find on the internet, because sometimes people are not as careful when it comes to copying things down correctly, and there could be spelling mistakes, or the translations were just not very good in the first place. They've maybe translated something, taken a translation from a dictionary that wasn't exactly what they were trying to say. So try to find good sources of information if you are looking for lists that have already been put together. There really is an argument just to use your own lists, but I can understand that if somebody wants to improve their vocabulary in a certain area, then there is a temptation to go and find word lists that other people have put together. And some of them are really good. I'm not saying they're all terrible, but you do have to check or get a native speaker to check or a teacher that what you found is actually useful and accurate. So number six, if you want to improve your vocabulary in a specific area, rather than just looking for word lists, you can also look for articles, because they are more likely to be accurate And also you can see how the words are used in context. So you can see how they are used, what kind of sentences they're used in, and how people use these terms. So articles are good because it will introduce you, reading them will introduce you to new words and also show you how those new words are used. Number seven is similar to checking your sources, but make sure that the words you're using are up to date, because you may be using a book and think, okay, this is a business English book, there's not going to be any rubbish in here. But sometimes older materials use words that we don't use anymore, and that can be a problem if you learn all these words and then find that nobody understands you or they give you strange looks because these words are out of date. That's not going to help you either. So books are great. Resources on the internet can be great, but just make sure that they are relevant and up to date and that the information in them is useful for today. Number eight, we've already touched on this, but try to write down examples of the words in context, because particularly with verbs, it's good to know which prepositions go with those verbs. And if you write down an example sentence of where you've seen that, you'll also see which prepositions are used with it. And that makes it easier to make sure that you use the right preposition, but also that you use the word well and don't just take words from the dictionary, but you've also seen them in use and can copy that usage. Number nine, if you're making your own word list, which is great, and I do recommend that people do that, but if you are doing that and you're using a bilingual dictionary, just check through, because sometimes there are several options when it comes to translating a word, and you can't always use all of the options in the context that you want. So dictionaries with example sentences are great, because then it gives you a better feel for which of the listed options would be best suited to the sentence that you're trying to write. So you can have a word in German, for example, and you look it up in English and there are four or five different options. You really need to make sure that you choose the right one, and it's not always the one at the top, unhelpfully. Sometimes that's the most common one, but it may not be the appropriate one for the context that you're talking about or the particular word that you're looking for. So do have a look at the options when you're using a bilingual dictionary, and don't always take the first one because it won't always be right. And the last one is number 10, try to use the new words, because if you use them, you're more likely to remember them. And I know some words that you have to learn are harder to fit into everyday conversation, but do try to use words that you will need again, and then try to use them again, because writing them or saying them in conversation will help you to remember them, and then you can move on to learning new words. So it's not just an activity for the sake of learning them, it's learn them because you're going to use them, and because that will help you to develop your vocabulary and to increase your fluency and to have a bigger pool of words to choose from when you're expressing yourself in English. So yeah, try to use the words, because that will really help you and help to commit them to your long-term memory. So those are the 10 tips. If you would like the whole challenge, as I said, you can go to englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode78 and request the PDF there. And also, as I said last week, if you want to support the podcast, I have two Amazon links. And if you use my links, I do get a bit of money whenever you spend money on Amazon UK or Amazon.de. It doesn't cost you any more, but instead of Amazon getting the whole amount, I get a little bit as well. So if you want to support the podcast, I would really appreciate it if you would use my links if you are shopping in the UK or the Amazon.de stores. And again, you can find the links on the show notes page. So I hope those tips were useful. If you can think of any more, then do let me know in the comments. And I hope that they help you when you're working on improving your English vocabulary. So have a great week and have fun learning English.
I
hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.